everyone, this is Jim Fry. Thank you for listening to DoeForTheDream.com. Quick reminder, you know, this is an update. I have lots of other longer, more in-depth podcasts on here at www.doeforthedream.podomatic.com. DoeForTheDream.podomatic.com. I give away a free ebook about lots of different ways to finance your business, whether startup or existing, at DoeForTheDream.com. I have some books for sale and a CD for sale that gives entrepreneurs like you ideas, ways, thoughts, choices, alternatives for financing. Where do you go when the bank says no? Certainly, I invite any kind of feedback, questions, suggestions. I answer my own email, answer my own phone. You can call me at 724-238-9799 or jim@doeforthedream.com. jim@doeforthedream.com. I still continue to find different ways to finance people, even in this economy. I consult, broker, and coach people. Thank you. Now, let's get to today's update. This one's short. Like I said, I have longer podcasts about different financing issues facing entrepreneurs. Now, this one's more of a state of mind thing. You know, dough for the dream, financing for your project. The dream is you got to keep your mind, your head, your mindset. You got to keep all that attitude positive. And it's not just saying everything will be fine, everything will be upbeat, everything will be okay. It's not rose-colored glasses sort of thing. You got to be realistic. You got to accept where you are, accept reality. But then you got to give yourself good talks, good self-talk, and the stuff you put in your brain from the media and stuff. You have to watch that. Now, what I'm talking about is, you know, you don't get a lot of encouragement from the media. There's really, you know, no good time to listen to things. You don't get a lot of good information, whether it's about business or otherwise, from the newspaper, from the TV, whatever. And, for better or for worse, bad news sells newspapers. Bad news gets TV viewers. So they kind of cater to that type of news, and it doesn't help entrepreneurs like you and me get encouragement, get positive things. You know, there's plenty of good things happening out there in the economy. There's plenty of good things about people helping people. And there's plenty of good things out there that we don't hear every day. So I'm telling you, search that information out. I'm telling you to get a mentor, to get someone positive in your life. Maybe get a coach. Read good stuff. There's lots of good positive things out there. I'm not just saying positive thinking, but inspirational stories, examples to follow, mentors. Work on your ideas, your goals, things that will make you grow, whether it's your specific career or overall ways to help other people, etc. I want to give you a couple quick ideas, a couple quick websites to consider. You know, I'm not an affiliate of any of these. I don't get compensated. I don't endorse these. But here's some ideas, thoughts, suggestions for you to consider to keep that mind positive, to keep those thoughts moving in the right direction. You know, the Horatio Alger Association of Distinguished Americans, it's a cool organization, lots of members, and they give, it's kind of twofold. One, they give awards to usually adult members, usually mature people, either in business, celebrities, or all kinds of different professions, for people that have come from nothing and made something, whether it's in business or they've contributed to the community or they've made some kind of accomplishment or some kind of ideal or philosophy, and they've really contributed to the world in some way. And almost always they have to come from nothing, basically, you know, to come from rags to riches, so to speak, but it doesn't have to be riches, but from nothing to something. They made something out of themselves. They can't come from a wealthy family and get the award. So, you know, they either dedicated community leaders, business leaders, and they've been committed to excellence, and they give awards in different fields for their self-reliance, for perseverance over adversity. Quote, I'll take a quote from their website. The association is dedicated to the simple but powerful belief that hard work, honesty, and determination can conquer all obstacles, unquote. Doesn't that sound like, you know, if you read a couple of those stories once in a while, you had a couple of those inspirational things in the back of your mind while you're tackling your loan application, you're tackling your expansion, your startup, your whatever your project is. If you had some of that stuff in your mind, wouldn't that be good? What if you searched out some positive news each day? You know, instead of seeing that, you know, job growth is this much, or unemployment is a certain amount, you know, you can get really depressed, and you can believe that stuff. And beliefs are everything, in my opinion. But you, if you read stories like this about people that have overcome adversity, come from nothing, worked hard, and they've been smart, strategic, and they've failed, but you know, like us all, they've overcome things, and they were smart and hard working people. And wouldn't that motivate you to succeed, to overcome your own challenges? I encourage you to check out HoratioAlger.com, HoratioAlger.com. And guess what? They also offer a scholarship program for young adults and youth. And so they give scholarships to students, and they provide mentoring for these scholars. It's a wonderful thing. And you can become a member if you wish, or you can just... They have different types of awards and different ideals there. So lots of great things, I think, there. I'm going to name some other websites that you can consider. It's, again, I don't endorse or get any kind of affiliate or any kind of credit from these, but these are just with a random search I've done a few different days looking for some positive news of myself. I've come up on these. Some of these are really good, some are average, but once in a while they'll all have very good information on there. They put up positive news. Some update them daily, some are weekly. HappyNews.com, HappyNews.com. OnlyPositiveNews.com, there's dashes in there. Only-positive-news.com. Only-positive-news.com. And there's one, goodnewsnetwork.org, all one word, goodnewsnetwork.org. PositiveNewsUS.org, all one word, PositiveNewsUS.org. PositiveNewsNet. PositiveNews.net, PositiveNews.net, DailyGood.org, DailyGood.org, and there's another one, SelfGrowth.com/news.html. That's a mouthful, but, you know, you can just go into Google or whatever your search engine of preference is, type in positive news, upbeat news, positive happenings. So, you know, a little bit of search, a little bit of effort will take you, you know, look for good things that are happening in the economy. Look for things, you know, there are still loans getting approved out there. There are things loosening up. The banks are lending a little bit more money, and they are improving. So you can still get deals done. I'm doing them. Other people are doing them. Be positive, and it's what you focus on, you know. If you focus on what doesn't work, you know, there's certainly enough of that around us. Our government, we can look at our own relationships and ourselves, the business world, taxes, what doesn't work, it's there. It can be your belief, it can be your reality. But I'm suggesting instead focus on what works. You know, in this economy, this type of thing works. This type of banking works. This type of financing works. My relationship with my spouse, this type of communication works. In my business, when I have this attitude, it works for me. Focus on what works. Focus on what you want, not what you don't want. Just some words of wisdom that I see people tackling different situations throughout their lives in business, and it certainly can be applied to their personal lives. it's a bit like motivation, and you're saying, Jim, you know, I'm looking for some solid strategies for financing, some alternative financing methods. What's up with this motivational stuff? Well, I feel it's necessary anytime you do a loan application or some kind of big project, or if you're just cruising along there in the business world. We all face challenges no matter what it is. I wish you luck. I invite your feedback. Again, jim@doughforthedream.com or 724-238-9799. You know, tell me, hey, here's a good website, or what about this subject? I want to hear more. I invite it. I thank you. Good luck. Keep moving ahead. Good.